Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there. Good morning, everybody. And it is Friday. It's wet. Not very, but wet enough. But that will all give way to afternoon clearing today. We'll have highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy. You should be able to see the full harvest moon and to the left of it, Mars, in the mid-40s. Your Saturday night is partly sunny, mid and upper 60s. We may even touch 70. Sun then clouding up, mid-60s Sunday, and we'll have some periods of very light rain on Monday. Light rain or drizzle, actually. And the highs in the mid-60s, it'll be sunny on Tuesday, and we go to 65 to 70.
Now,
so really, not a bad weekend.
What time is the rain going to stop today?
I would think it should be out of here by lunchtime.
Good, because there's a show tonight, outdoor cabaret show at the Sharon Playhouse. At the gates open at 6:30. The show starts at 8, so that should be fine.
Should not have a problem.
And what's the temperature going to be like around, let's say, 8 o'clock at this evening?
I would think it should be close to 60 degrees.
All right, so it's not even going to be cold then.
No, it'll drop into the 50s during the evening.
Okay, they'll be done by like 9:30.
Yeah, it'll be in the 50s by then.
Bring your coats or sweaters. Mm-hmm. Bring your coats or sweaters.
Tropic-wise, we are expecting that the system near the Yucatan will become a depression and then march into the Gulf of Mexico this weekend. There's another one near the Windward Islands that could also become a depression, and that is moving westward. So, and I saw another one back, between the Windward Islands and the African coast. So, the tropics are beginning to heat up again, and we'll keep an eye on it. Right now, this one near the Yucatan has to be watched to see what happens when it gets into the Gulf. The computer guidance this morning is, again, they just don't know what to do with it. They meandered around the Gulf and close to Texas and then back down to Mexico. So they don't know what to do with it. So I'm not going to worry about it because it's going to be days and days before that happens.
It's going to become a major snowstorm for us.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Imagine? It's 2020, Pat. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm sorry. Anything can happen this year.
Yeah, that is right, boy. You got that right.
You know, as witnessed by, I was explaining to people earlier this morning. I set my I get all sorts of EAS alerts. I get weather alerts. I get news bulletins right on my phone. And so last night, about 1 o'clock, the phone buzzes a couple of times, and I say, it's just a couple of people on Facebook. But then about a minute later, buzz, 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 and I went to it, and I saw all the bulletins about the president saying that he and the first lady have COVID-19.
Right.
And I said to myself, sure, why didn't we expect this in the year 2020? Why didn't we expect this? It's just been such a crazy, crazy year. And now you add this on top of it. I mean, it's unexplainable, Pat. Really, it's just been a horrible year.
Oh, I can't see anything positive. Not at all. Everything has been, it's been one thing after another. Negative, 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 negative. Impacting everybody. Nobody's been left out. So everybody's been impacted one way or another. And I still can't get my halogen light bulb in my...
Yeah.
Hood of my rage.
It's the way they design these things, it drives you absolutely crazy.
I don't understand it.
You're going to have to hire an electrician to do it. You know that. You really
are.
I'm
not doing it. Yeah. I'm not bringing an electrician in at $135 just to come down here, and then if he doesn't get it, in a half hour, they start tacking on more money to it. My next door neighbor is going to come in tonight and see what he could do. If not, Marshall, may look stupid, but there's those little round push lights.
And they're LED. Yeah, you can put them up. Yeah.
I'll just stick it up there. I mean, it's not going to be flush with the hood, but I'll just stick it up there because I'm just not going to go through it. The hood was real expensive, like you said. Make it so that that you can replace the bulbs. I mean, we're not asking you to make it so that you can replace the fan or the motor on it or anything like that, but make it so that the bulb would be easily replaced.
Yeah. No, that would be too easy. That would be too easy. Well, see if your neighbor can help you. You never can tell.
He's going to come over tonight, this evening, so we'll see what happens there. And that's it. And I'm getting ready. By the way, I went to the eye doctor yesterday for my annual eye exam. Knock on wood. 20/25 in each eye, so that's good. No glasses, and I'm glad about that. And this weekend, we wrap our movie project on Saturday. So tomorrow, we should wrap up that. And Sunday, I will try to get the studio back to normalcy. And I'll begin taking stuff home, because next weekend, I close up.
Amazing. Another summer has come and gone.
That I think it's more like gone than come.
That's right. Well, either way, I want you to have a good weekend, Pat.
And do the same. We'll see you Monday.
Well, then we'll see what if the end of the world comes over this weekend, because 2020 brings us surprises every day.
That's for sure.
All right, Pat, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.